If you're listening to this program, then chances are very high that you like listening to audio on the internet. And for many of us, it's certainly an option, whereas all the eye candy that fills the internet generally isn't. And that's why we're devoting so much time to the newest release from Real Networks, The Real One Player, because listening to audio on the internet is important to so many of us. We're going to divide this into two sections. Firstly, a look at the player to help you to make the most of it as best that we can at present. And there are many good features in the new Real One Player. There are areas where there is significant improvement in terms of feature development and, in fact, usability. There are other areas, however, where it is extremely tricky, and we'll cover those too. Having established what those areas are, then we'll move on and speak to the General Manager of Consumer Software for Real Networks and see what he has to say about some of the issues that we'll identify in this review. And I certainly appreciate all of the feedback to mainmenu@acbradio.org that has, in some cases, confirmed my findings and in others, given me new things to take a look at. We're going to be predominantly using WindowEyes 4.2 from GW Micro for this demonstration, partly because it's been a while since we've used that and I try to keep a balance, and also because it does work a lot better, in my view, when installing the product than JAWS for Windows does at this time, probably because of a difference in the off-screen model between the two screen readers. I have tried to install the Real One Player on two different computers with two different operating systems, and in both cases I've really been able to get no useful feedback at all with JAWS for Windows 4.0.52. It's a little better with WindowEyes, but obviously not much because of the lack of keyboard functionality, and we'll get to that shortly. The first thing we need to do, of course, is to install the product. And when you install this package, it will overwrite, delete, previous versions of Real Player and Real Jukebox. Now, there's another trick to this too. Because we're having so much trouble installing this package, you may find that you need several attempts at installing it before it actually goes for you. When you go to the Real Networks site and you fill in all their information and you're given the chance to download the file, they will ask you if you want to run and install their special Real download control, which keeps track of how far the product has downloaded and gives you a chance to pause it and come back to it later, all of those things. I have found that a good strategy there is to say, no, I don't want to install that control. Because then what will happen is that you'll go to a web page that says the Real download should start soon and automatically download your player. If it doesn't, click here. Now, when you choose that link that says click here to download the software, because you've answered no to not installing their automatic downloading type toy, then you will get the regular file download dialog box from your browser. And at that point, you can save it to your normal download directory. The point being that once you've got it there, once the download's complete, it's on your hard drive, safe in a place that you can readily identify, and you can install it, firstly, on multiple computers, of course, if you have a network, but secondly, on multiple occasions, if you find that the attempt doesn't work the first time. So that's what I've done. I've been to the Real Networks site, and I've downloaded the software, and it's now sitting in my download directory. So I'm
Windows
going
Explorer.
To bring up Windows Explorer in WindowEyes, and we'll go to the address bar and type /download. And now we're in the download directory. I'm going to just do an RE.
Scroll down arrow. Real One Player Gold.exe. 8725 KB.
And there we are with the Real One Player Gold.exe file, and it's almost 9 megs long. And I will press enter on that
hourglass. Cancel. Button. Dialog. Graphic. Preparing to install Real One Player. Close box. Default. Cancel. Button.
And it's unpacking itself, as is a common practice with these installing programs. And you find that it actually starts off perfectly normally, like previous versions of the Real software. We'll get a dialogue that pops up shortly because I'm still running here at 256 colors. Being the only person who uses this, I haven't really seen much.
Exploring C download.
Need to upgrade.
Scroll down arrow. RealWindPlayerGo.exe. 8725 KB. Application. 27030-1851. A128/183. List view. Button. OK. Dialog. Setup of RealWind Player. Close box disabled. Graphic. Attention. Windows is currently set to display too few colors. For the best performance, we suggest you change your display settings to 1/6-bit 1000th color or higher. Default. But
1/6-bit 1000th color or higher. Anyway, I'm just going to close Windows Explorer to reduce the clutter, and I'm going to minimize everything
desktop
else and go back.
Set up a RealWind Player.
So now that's the only thing that's on the screen. I'm going to try and maximize it.
Move.
There's no maximize on the screen at this point, all right? So we'll press OK to accept the warning and move on.
My computer. 1/60. No selected item. List view. RealWind Player installer.
Now, it says RealWind Player installer. What I'm going to do is press Alt-0 now, which will read Windows 0, which in the case of Winise.000 is not assigned to anything.
Welcome. This wizard will walk you through setting up RealWind Player on your computer. Please choose one of the following setup options. Express install two steps. Recommended. Install standard settings for program location, desktop settings, and file type associations. Custom install six steps. For advanced users, choose custom settings for program location, desktop settings, and file type associations. Note, choosing next will close any currently running Real Networks products. Cancel. Back. Next.
So we have a cancel, a back, and a next there. As I say, I couldn't get Jaws to read any of that. Your mileage may vary, of course. There is quite a bit of bleed-through from the desktop in this installer, and in my experience, it doesn't seem to matter how you set the boundary in WindowEyes, whether to look at the active window, the focus window, the user window, the full screen. It still appears that you're getting a lot of stuff from the desktop bleeding through. So in this kind of situation, the best thing to do is to see if we can search for something that we know is part of the text that we're looking for. And in this instance, as I said, we know that there's a cancel button. So I'm going to press Ctrl-Shift-F, which is the screen reader's find command in WindowEyes.
Combo, edit box, and equals find.
And we'll type cancel and press enter.
Found, cancel.
Right, that's put us on the cancel button. And if we use our mouse keys, the insert
hourglass,
left arrow and right arrow, we'll go right.
Cancel.
No, we need to go left, do we?
Products. Cancel. Back.
Oh, no, we need to go right a bit. There we go.
Next.
So we've got our buttons there that we can left click on. But we also want to make a change to the custom install type. So we'll go up.
Real Networks products. Note. Desktop settings and file type. Choose custom settings for custom install six steps for
there
advanced users. Desktop settings and file type associations.
So now,
install standard setting, express install two steps.
We've got express install two steps, which is what you can click on. We'll go down.
Install standard desktop custom install
and then custom install. So I'm using my mouse cursor to get there. Because if you tab, by the way, and I'll just try that, we're getting no feedback. Now, it may well be changing the focus, but I can't tell, and I haven't been able to find a way of telling, even by reclassing these windows.
Association, custom.
So I'm on the word custom now, and I'm going to left click.
Left.
That has chosen the custom install. And now I can press enter, which does appear to default to next, as in many of these install products. If you don't wish to do the custom install, and as you'll see shortly, there probably isn't too much point in doing the custom install really, unless you want to specify the kind of things that you want to be put on your desktop or your start menu, then you can simply just press enter, skip the step for searching for the cancel button and changing it. Just press enter, and it will take you to the typical install, the express install, which is only a couple of steps. Now, there's no feedback there, but if we just check what's on
read
the screen,
only.
I push the tab key, and here we have the license agreement.
Real Networks Incorporated.
Now, it's really, this is a standard edit box, so you can certainly read the license agreement.
End user license agreement.
Just by having pressed the tab key once to get into this edit field, you can just down arrow through it.
Real Networks products. Redistribution not permitted. Software license for Real Networks products. Important, read carefully before.
If you tab here, you find that you are taken out of the edit box, and I'm pushing the tab key 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Read only.
About 13 presses, I think, gets me back to the edit box. Now, there are links on the screen here that seem to take you to different parts of the license agreement. They visually look like links, I'm told. They are underlined, and I think they would probably either take you to different things in this edit box, maybe just take you down the edit box to particular parts, or they may open different things in this edit box. I haven't really explored that terribly closely. But that's what happens when you press the tab key. Focus is given to those different hyperlinks. Now, having read the license agreement, you want to accept it. And actually, this is the easy bit. All you need to do here is press enter, and you will accept it, no matter where you are. So I'm going to press enter. And now I'm going to read the window again, window 0.
Internet connection. Please select your connection speed below. Accurately setting your internet. Your connection speed. Connection speed will give you dial-up modem, the best playback performance, 28.8 kbps, 56.6.
So we're asked to set our internet connection speed, and I'm going to do that now. I'm going to look for 128. I'm going to look for that string and see if I can get my mouse on there. So I'm going to do a Control Shift F in Window Eyes.
Combo. Edit
and
box.
Type 128 and press Enter.
Found 128 kbps. Dual ISDN 128 kbps.
That's what I'm going to select. So I'm right on.
Dual ISDN 128.
Yeah, I'm on 128, so I'm going to left click.
Left.
And now I can press enter, having chosen my connection type. I imagine that this would normally be like a radio button situation, because you could only select one of them, or a combo box or something like that, but there is no such accessible control in here at all. I'll press enter. And now we will read the next window with Alt 0.
Program location and desktop settings. Select your preferred program location and customize your desktop settings then. Click Next. Install location. Please choose the folder where you would like your copy of Real One Player to be installed. Browse. Dialog. Button. See Program Files Real Real Player. Desktop settings. Graphic. Add a desktop shortcut for Real One Player. Graphic. Add a link to Real.com to my browser. Graphic. Add an icon to Windows Quick Launch Toolbar. Graphic. Add an icon to the top of Windows Start Menu. Graphic. Add Internet Audio Video Search link within Windows Start Menu Find. Graphic. Add a desktop shortcut to free offers from Real.com. Cancel. Back. Next.
Now.
Edit box. See Program Files Real Real Player.
If I push the tab key, we do have an edit box which contains the Real Player's directory. If we want to change that, generally I don't think that's a very good idea.
But browse.
You may
dialogue.
Have a reason. And the browse button is also accessible.
Top. Graphic. Add a desktop shortcut for Real One Player. 1 of 6.
Now,
no select.
We're in a list view.
Top. Graphic. Add a link to Real.com to my browser.
And we can actually label these graphics. They could be labeled. One thing I do know, which may help you, is that the default is that it will add a Real.com icon to the top of your start menu. So if we know that...
Graphic. Add an icon to Windows Quick Launch Tool. Graphic. Add an icon to the top of Windows Start Menu.
Then or we can go to the graphic here.
Setting. Graphic. Add a desktop.
It was just...
Pointer root to list box. Graphic. Add an icon.
Okay.
And add.
So there's the graphic there. And we can actually label that as checked.
Edit box. P equals speech. Dialogue.
I've pressed Ctrl-Shift-E, which is the dictionary command in Window Eyes. Because I'm on a graphic, it's come up in the graphic dictionary. And I'm going to type the word checked in here and press Enter.
Real One Player Installer.
Now look what we've got.
Top. Graphic. Add a desktop shortcut for Real One Player.
I could label the other graphic to unchecked, but I'm not going to at the moment. You may well want to do that.
Checked. Add a link to Real.com to my browser.
And do I want to do that? No, not really.
Graphic.
So that's unchecked now.
Checked. Add an icon to Windows Quick Launch Toolbar.
No, I don't want to do that.
Graphic. Checked. add an icon to the top of Windows Start menu.
I'm down arrowing through the list, and I don't want to do that differently.
Graphic. Checked. Add Internet Audio Video Search link within Windows Start menu find.
And, yeah, that might be quite cool, so we'll leave that checked. Now let's just see what else. If I tab through, I'm not getting any more feedback, so I'm going to search for my cancel again. There we go.
Found. Cancel.
And just see what else we have.
Checked. Add a depth cancel. Back. Next.
I'm going to
back. Next.
Left click on the next button.
Left.
And now let's see what we have on the screen by reading our Windows Zero.
Installation. Please wait one moment while Real One Player is installed on your computer. Configure your
so
system.
It is now installing, cancel. And although it said I could control file associations, I haven't found where one does that. So I don't know whether that's an invisible part of the screen or what's going on, but it is installing it now. And really the only benefit that I've been able to find in customizing is if you want to have some control over whether you have those icons placed on your desktop, on the quick launch bar, whatever. So it's installing the software now, and very shortly it will come up and indicate that the software has been installed. For SuperPass users who haven't used Real One before, you're going to have to log on. I'll already be logged on, I think, because I've installed this several times in an effort to become familiar with the install process.
Windows active Windows 0.000 associated none.
That generally indicates that the install program has disappeared.
Dialogue.
And it sounds like Real Player is now coming up. I've customized it. What you'll probably find is that the first time you install, it will play a little clip thanking you for installing Real One and telling you how good it is, and probably then take you to a web page, because one of the features in Real One
Hourglass
is that
Real One Player HTTP risk.network.
There we go. One of the features in Real One is that you do have a web browser built right in. The web page has now come up, and WindowEyes' MSAA cursor is going to read that.
XXX. Guide R1 index.
I've got the UK guide because I live in New Zealand, and I think that's why they've decided to give me this.
Guide R1 index.
There are quite a few links here without alt text.
Guide R1.
But I'm just arrowing down.
SRCR1 U link. Sunday, 7 April. Oasis. Full length video of the Hindu Times. NME.com link. Play link.
And there's a play link, so if I wanted to play this Oasis video, I can just push play. So this is kind of their showpiece, their front page, their shop window. You'll find new bits of information on the main page of your particular Real guide, and you can play clips that you might be interested in. First of all, let's take a look at the top of the screen here.
File, view, play, tools, help.
There we go. You've got those five basic menu functions.
File. View. Play. Tools. Help.
File. View. Play. Tools. And help. If you press the Alt key, you're not going to get anything. And that's a bit of a nuisance, but there is a way around it. If you just remember those five menu functions, the hotkeys are quite obvious. The file menu, well, that's Alt F, and if I press that,
context menu,
it brings up a context menu which I can now arrow down through.
Open, dialog, scan disk for media, dialog, edit clip info, dialog, get CD info.
And then we have some clips that we've played recently, as we have in previous versions of Real Player. And we'll go through some of those menus a little later, but so it's Alt F for the file menu. Alt-V for the View menu, Alt-P for the Play menu, Alt-T for the Tools menu, and Alt-H for the Help menu. Those are shortcut keys that are all there, even though you can't arrow through the menu bar. If you prefer, you can always get your screen reader cursor, if you can, up to the top of the window. Again, I've had a little bit more success with this with WindowEyes than yours, and you can then left-click on the different menu options if that's what you prefer to do. So we're in Real Player now. You can do a number of things from here. Most people, of course, traditionally, just go to a website. They find a link that says something like, click here to listen with Real Player, and they press enter. And in that instance, you know, it's all going to work as it always has. Real Player or Real One Player will come up, and that'll be just fine. Now, if you are going to use Real One Player to its fullest, though, you're going to be doing a lot more inside Real Player than you ever have before. If you've got a Super Pass, you are going to have to log on. And I've already been logged on because I've used this before. I've installed it on a number of occasions with a view to trying to get to grips with the install process. So I am going now to log off and show you the log on process.
Menu.
I'm going to the Help menu.
Help Contents. Manage my account. Sign out of Real One.
And I'm going to sign out of Real One.
Menu closed. Button. OK. Dialog. Sign out of Real One. Close box. Graphic. Are you sure you want to sign out? Signing out will remove access to premium Real One content, features, and personalized services. In order to access premium Real One content and features, you will be required to sign in. Default. Button. OK.
Yes, I'll accept the default, which
Real
is
OK. realoneplayer.http.net/forward.
Now what to do?
Sign out complete. Dialog. Sign out complete. Close box disabled. Graphic. You are now signed out of Real One. Default. Button.
Okay. Right. I'm now signed out of Real One.
NME.com play link.
So now I presume there's lots of things that are disabled, and this is what will happen to you if you don't pay your $49.95 a month US. You get the basic Real Player without premium content and apparently some premium features. So it's all done from the software end. Let's go back into the Help menu now, where I presume I can sign in, and we'll show you that process.
Context menu. Help Contents. Manage my account.
I pressed Alt H to get in here, and now I'm down arrowing.
Sign into Real One.
And there's Sign into Real One. So you'll probably need to do that the first time. Press Enter on Sign into
HTML
Real One.
HTML window. Custom. Untitled. Untitled frame contacting Real Networks. Cancel link button. App starting.
And it's contacting Real Networks.
Ground. Email address edit box.
Now we're in the edit box where we type our email address. So I'm going to type mine and then press the tab key.
Password. Edit box.
Obviously, when you signed up with Real Networks, you will have given them a password, and I'm going to type mine in right now. It's jolly long, so bear with me.
Have you forgotten your password?
No.
Link. If you click here, link.
That's to get your password back.
Real Networks privacy policy link.
Keep tabbing through. That's what I'm doing. I'm tabbing through because we're on a kind of a web page here.
Cancel link. Sign in visited link.
Sign in. It's a visited link because I've signed in before. And
button.
I don't know whether...
Real One Player.
There we go. Looks like
play.
It's happy.
Link. 77.
Looks like it's happy. And we can verify that by going back to the Help menu.
Context, help content.
And arrowing down, Alt H, and then arrowing down.
Manage my account. Sign out.
And there we go. It's now turned from sign in to Real One to sign out of Real One, so we are logged in. So, having logged in, I think the next thing we want to do is have a look at the preferences, because there's quite a bit you can do here and some things that you can't. The preferences are on the Tools menu, so I'm going to press Alt-T, which will bring up the Tools menu.
Context menu.
And we'll come back and have a look at these menus later, but for now, I'm going to press P, which will take me to the preferences.
Preferences. Category. General. Depth 1. Tree view.
And the first is general. We're in a tree view, which is quite accessible. It's a standard tree view control. And we'll go and have a look at what we can do here.
Clear history. Button.
This is if you don't, for whatever reason, want people to see what you've been looking at, you can clear the history. That will get rid of those recently played files from your file menu.
Enable a history list in the file menu. Checkbox. Checked.
This is quite good because you can quickly go back to places you've been recently. There's also another way of doing that with Real One, which is really, really good, and I'm going to show you that shortly with the now playing feature.
Edit box. Recorded music files. See new. Browse. Dialogue.
You can change that with the edit box, or use the browse control to decide where you're going to put recorded music files, because remember that Real One will allow you to rip CDs into a range of formats. It's a complete jukebox program as well as a media player.
Edit box. Default download. See download.
That's fine. See download is where I put downloads.
Browse. Button. Add to the now playing list. Radio
right.
Button. Checked. 2 of 2.
This is a feature that you'll find is very powerful. you're being asked whether new clips that you play get added to the My Playing List or not. If we up arrow...
Clear the contents of the Now Playing List. Radio button.
We've got clear the contents of the Now Playing List. And actually, although it said 2 of 2, I think if I go up one more... No? Okay.
Warn if user has changed the Now Playing List.
Yeah, there we go. It's somewhere there. Warn if user has changed the Now Playing List. I'm just going to...
Button. Add to the Now Playing List.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it on Add to the Now Playing List. The Now Playing List is... generally not that accessible part of Reel 1 that shows you the last, oh, I guess, 100 places, if you wish to change the default number, you can, that you've been, or the last 100 clips that you've played. It's a bit like having a playlist that constantly gets added to, if you will. Even though moving through the Now Playing List is a bit of a bother in terms of selecting past things from the Now Playing List, there is one way that you can do it which is extremely useful, and that is that there are a couple of hotkeys that will move you back and forward through the Now Playing List. That means that potentially you have quite easy access to move through in reverse order the last 100 clips or tracks that you've played. To move back through the Now Playing List, when a file is playing or a stream is playing, just press Control R. And every time you press Control R, you'll find that you're playing what you've played in last to first order. To move forward through the list once again, to get to the end of the Now Playing List and therefore hear clips that you've most recently heard, just press Control T. So Control R moves you back through the list one clip at a time. Control T moves you forward through the list one clip at a time.
Automatically resize clip when playback begins. Checkbox. Checked.
All right, we'll leave that as is.
On startup display. Player only, no media browser. 7 of 8.
What's going to happen when you start Reel Player? Because you will find that you will be starting Reel Player quite a bit, and actually what we'll do is add a shortcut key to Reel Player in just a second. I guess I'm in the old habit of saying Reel Player, and it will take this old person who's been using Reel Audio Player since 1.0 in 1995 a while to call it Reel 1, so bear with me. So you probably will want to start Reel 1 in a number of instances without going to a website and launching the player, because there's so much you can do inside. So this preference is asking you, what do you want to do? Where do you want to be when Reel 1 starts? Let's go to the top and have a look at our choices, because this is a standard combo box. So I'm going to press the home key to go to the top.
Top. Web Reel 1 Home. 1 of 8.
That's the default, I think. So that if you just launch Reel 1, you'll be able to get to the web page that we saw before. But there are other choices.
My library.
My library, that's where you use the jukebox type functionality, and you can also add other items such as real audio streams to your library as well.
CD, 3 of 8.
The CD function, because this will play audio CDs.
Devices, 4 of 8.
There's a devices section.
Radio, 5.
The radio, which we'll come to.
Channels, 6.
Channels, which we'll also look at.
Player only, no media browser.
And that's 7. What I like it on.
Button. Remember last view.
And remember last view. So that's another option. It's a little less cluttered if you just have it opening with the player in an empty window, and then you can turn things on as the need arises. But that's an entirely personal preference thing, and you may like it always coming up with the web page. There's no right or wrong answer to this in terms of accessibility. It's just really a preference thing. And I also find, of course, that the Reel Player will get going a little quicker if you don't have it going to the web page, because it's not going out onto the net and... finding the page and loading it.
Player only, no.
So I'm going to leave it on player only, no.
Player only, no media browser.
Media browser, there we go.
Help button.
There's a help button, and the help is accessible. It's a standard modern type help system, and the information in there is good.
Okay. Category. General. Depth 1. Preview.
So there's the general. We're back in our tree view, so I'm going to down arrow as one does in a tree view.
Connection. Closed. Category. Connection. Closed.
Now, this is a branch of a tree view that has sub-branches, so it says it's closed, but we can still tab through this particular part before we open the rest
normal.
Of it.
Normal. Dual ISDN 128 kbps. 4 of 8.
That's our normal connection.
Maximum. Dual ISDN 128 kbps.
And that's the maximum. So, you... would use this to specify how much bandwidth you generally want Reel Network's players to take up on your system.
Enable Turbo Play. Checkbox. Check.
Turbo Play is something that on broadband connections is supposed to allow streams to start much quicker than before. It doesn't buffer as much as it can before starting. So you may find that that speeds up the process of how quickly you receive your audio if you turn Turbo Play on.
Button. Assume I am online. Radio button. Checked.
Assume I am online, and the other option is
automatically detect my online status.
Status. This is often because Real One can do all sorts of things in the background, like update itself, even when you don't have the player open. You can control that elsewhere, though, but if you don't mind it automatically updating itself and things, you would allow that feature to continue and also choose the Assume I am online option, which is appropriate if you have a broadband connection. If you don't, if you use Real One with a modem, you may well want to have Detect Online Status turned on so that it only does its thing whenever you've already connected for another purpose.
Help. Okay.
So that's the first. Now we'll open the tree view of the connection.
Connection. Expanded.
And now we can down arrow.
Playback settings. 1 of 4.
Now we're into playback settings.
Edit box. When needed, buffer. 30.
This is the buffer setting. I haven't had any calls to change this, but if you're having some breakup problems, you may well want to fool with the buffer settings. That is how much Real One will try to get before the stream starts.
Enable instant playback instead of downloading whenever possible. Checkbox. Checked.
This is where, in some cases, you will find that websites in particular who use HTTP streaming, in other words, they don't have real servers, if I can use that expression, sometimes only link to the media file instead of to a file which your browser then captures to launch the real media stream. If you check this, my understanding of it is that it will try and play the file whenever possible rather than give you the file download dialog, so you may want to uncheck that.
Edit box. Connection. 20.
Off the top of my head, I can't tell you what that does. Let's just see if we can find anything.
Pointer. The time Real One player waits before reporting a connection failure.
Ah, there we go. So, 20 seconds. That's fine.
Edit box. Server. 90.
And what does that do?
Point 20. 90. Connection. 90. The time Real One player. If you frequently receive network timeout errors, you can increase the time if graphic.
Alright, so those are timeout issues, and you can probably find out more about that from the help section.
Help button.
Which is right there.
Book. Cancel. Category.
Now let's just continue through. We opened the connection part of the tree view, so we're now down arrowing through that connection sub branch of the tree view.
Internet settings. 2 of 4.
Now let's see what's in the internet settings part of the connection.
Tell me more. Button.
I wish it would. Let's just see if we can find out more about that by rooting the pointer to the button and going up with our mouse cursor.
Internet settings. Graphic. Auto update.
All right.
Graphic. Hardware.
So there's a button there about sending statistical information and auto updating, etc.
Send connection quality data to real servers. To 8 content providers. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Now, I've unchecked this. I think it's checked by default. It may not be, but I've certainly made sure it's unchecked, only because I just don't want my bandwidth being unnecessarily consumed. I imagine the amount of bandwidth it does consume is infinitesimal, but even so.
Send Real One player get to real servers. To 8 content providers. Checkbox. Unchecked.
I've unchecked that too for the same reason.
Send configuration info when connecting to technical support. Checkbox. Checked.
Well, I thought that was reasonable enough, so that's checked.
Enable cookies. Checkbox. Checked.
I have enabled cookies, only because it does seem to make life a bit easier. In my browser, though, in my Internet Explorer settings, I have disabled third-party cookies, which is a real advantage of IE6, that you have that much control over privacy.
Enable HTML clip info. Checkbox. Checked.
Yes, I've checked that.
Only perform automatic services while Real One player is in use. Checkbox. Checked.
This is unchecked by default. If you check it, my understanding is that it does two very important things. Firstly, it won't try and upgrade itself when you're not running Real Player, which may or may not be of advantage to you. But secondly, it does seem to get around the problem with file associations that I'm going to come to shortly. When Real Player is not in use, and this feature is not checked, it seems to automatically reclaim file types. So if you go into Winamp having installed Real One with a view to trying to reclaim file types for Winamp, such as MP3 and PLS and M3U, you make that change in Winamp, then if this is not checked, Real Player is still monitoring that in the background and will think that Winamp is the aggressor because you haven't told Real One in its media types section that in fact you don't want Real One to handle it. But of course you can't because it's not accessible. So it's not that Real One is in any way being devious. It's trying to be helpful by thinking that Winamp is somehow trying to steal your media associations back. So it's all very confusing, but I have found that checking this feature seems to help me to get my associations in order as well.
Allow websites to add items to now playing. Checkbox. Checked.
Yes.
Edit box. Postal code. 6002.
Oh, that's wrong. I have to change that. That's my old postal code. We'll put 5001 in there.
Country region. New Zealand. 100.
That's right.
Change settings. Dialogue. Button.
And now what's this changing?
Enter media browser settings. Real One Media Browser uses your system. Internet display and connection settings. Default.
Okay, so we can change our settings there.
Help. Okay. Category. Internet.
Now let's down arrow through the preferences.
Proxy. 3 of 4.
I'm going to skip the proxy because not too many people will need to bother with it, but you may need to. It's a pretty standard dialogue with respect to proxies, and if you know that you need one, you'll know what to do with one.
Network transports. 4.
And
four.
Similarly, I'll leave that. So that's the connection, and we'll go on now. There's a bit of a pause here.
My library. Closed.
Now we're into my library, and we'll have a look at this.
No selected item. List view. Top. Artist. 1 of 18. Point information fields. Group graphic. Auto update. Select which information fields you want displayed next to each clip.
Now we have a list of fields here.
Top. Clip name. 1. Artist. Album. Genre. CD track. Year. Length. Format. Quality.
And
9 of 18.
What we're doing is we can select from this list box, or list view I think it is, we can select the fields that we want displayed next to each clip.
Comments.
I personally haven't yet found a way to label whether these are checked or unchecked, but I haven't played with this section extensively. If they would only use a standard, you know, graphic that's recognized as checked and unchecked, life would be all right in this section. But of course, the easiest way to find out is to really have a good play with the My Library feature, see what fields are there, and if you don't want any of them, go in here and uncheck them, because you'll know by looking that they're being displayed. Not the most speedy or accessible of ways of doing it, but that's a workaround.
Configure custom fields. Button.
Now, as you heard, there were fields such as Custom 1, Custom 2. You can configure the custom fields here.
Real One Player will give you the option to add new media from certain folders. Top. See my documents, my music. 1 of 3.
Now, you can automatically add new media from certain folders to your library. This is a Real Jukebox type feature that's now all part of Real One. And obviously, we won't be able to show you all the features of this in this demonstration. If you're used to Real Jukebox, this will be very familiar to you. And maybe we'll have to come back and have a look at some of these other features at a later time.
Add media automatically to library. Enable this feature. Checkbox. Checked.
So at the moment, that feature is enabled, where media from the directories you've specified will be added to the library by itself.
Add media automatically to library. Include other products folders. Checkbox. Checked. Edit box. Scan every 60.
So, how many days is it going to scan for new media?
Add. Dialogue.
There's an add button to add other folders.
Help.
And then the help.
Let's my library. Closed.
Open the My Library tree view.
My library.
And go down.
Advanced My Library.
And we have some advanced My Library settings, where there's a lot of good and important stuff.
Change subfolders. Dialogue. Button.
You can change subfolders. So let's just see what that's about. If I root my mouse cursor to this button,
pointer rooted to button,
and then go up.
Graphic. Subfolder and file name for CD recordings. Group box. Graphic.
All right. So graphic. We'll have to look at the help file a little later to find out what that does.
Change file names. Dialog. Button.
And you can change the file names, in other words, the way that they are structured in there. For example, whether they have the track number in the file name or not. How they are separated. That's sometimes important for certain programs. In a program that I use, I absolutely need to have an artist, then a space, then a dash character and a space, and then the song title. So you can set all that up in there.
Apply to existing media. Dialog. Button.
All right, so you can apply that to existing media, which is a really nice feature.
Rank up security key. Dialog. Button.
That's for real jukebox users who used to have a security key for encrypting their audio. You obviously will be relieved to hear that stuff you've created in Real Jukebox is still compatible with this version, and so this is a legacy issue for those of you who've used Real Jukebox in the past and have accepted their default scheme of encrypting audio so it only can be played back by you. I think most people have turned that off.
Restore security key. Dialog.
Similar function there.
Edit box. Temporary media files location. Gram files real real jukebox temp.
That's just where it's going to store temporary files that it's working on.
Browse. Dialog. Button.
And you can browse for that folder as well.
CD title. Dialog. Button.
And there's another dialog for configuring the CD title.
Database.
This allows you to back up your database, control how the database is configured. You can compact it to save a bit of space. A whole range of features relating to the database, which is critical to the library function of Real One.
Help. Category.
Now we're going through here. Back CD. To the preview.
Close.
And now we're into the CD section. We'll tab through here.
Start playback. Checkbox. Checked.
So it's automatically going to start playing the CD when it's inserted.
Prompt to save CD. Checkbox. Checked.
I guess to understand this, you have to understand the terminology behind the jukebox features of Real One. Many audio junkies talk about the ripping of CDs, and in the case of Real One, they talk about saving them to your library. So if you put a CD in the drive and you haven't saved it onto your hard drive before, it will say, "The CD hasn't been saved. Do you want to save it in your library?" And you can just answer yes or no.
Additional CD options. Dialog. Button.
Let's go in there.
Okay. Cancel. Get CD info online when the CD is inserted. Checkbox. Checked.
That's important. It uses some sort of database. It might be CDDB or FreeDB or maybe their own proprietary system. But it will get CD information such as the artist and the title of the album and track names, which is a huge time saver.
Tell me more. Button. Automatically start CD playback when saving a CD. Checkbox. Unchecked.
That's fine.
When saving a CD, alert me before switching to silent mode. Checkbox. Checked.
All right.
When done saving, eject the CD. Checkbox. Unchecked.
That might be a good feature to kind of let you know it's finished, actually. So I'll turn that on.
Checked. When done saving, play a sound. Checkbox. Checked.
Well, that's an even better thing. So we'll uncheck the ejecting one.
When unchecked.
There we go.
Pick sound. Dialogue.
You can pick the sound from there.
Okay. But prepper.
So there's a lot of nice stuff here.
Select a format. Bottom. Wave audio. 3 of 3.
Now, for some reason, maybe from a previous Real Jukebox setting, I'm not sure, but it's on wave audio at the moment, my format. You can then tab over.
Select a quality level. Top. Bottom. 1411 kbps stereo. 4 CDs. 656 mb per CD. 1 of 1. Lift.
And that's the only one
top,
for wave
bottom.
Audio that it has. So it's going to clearly rip it at CD quality, and then you can encode it as
that's
you wish.
Done.
However, there are other options. I'll just shift tab.
Select a format. Bottom.
We can go up one.
MP3 audio. 2 of 3.
There's MP3 audio. I know that in the recent past, Real has been using Zing for its encoder. I presume they still do because they bought Zing for that purpose. And there is a range of options here.
Select a quality level. Scroll down. 128 kbps stereo.
In this case, it goes all the way up to...
top. 320 kbps stereo.
320 and down to...
bottom. Scroll down. 32 kbps mono.
32k mono. So we'll put it back at 128.
192. 160. Scroll down. 128.
There we are.
Select the format.
And the other option is...
top. Real Audio 8 with the track 3. 1 of 3.
Real Audio 8. And you've got... different options here.
Select a quality level. Scroll down. 132 kbps stereo, 50 CDs, 61 MB/CD, 4 of 8.
So it's got 132K as its default.
Scroll down. 105 kbps.
And then 105. So it doesn't have a 128 like MP3. It's either 105 or 132. It goes all the way down
bottom,
to.
Scroll down. 32 kbps.
32K once again, and up to.
Top. 352 kbps
stereo. And how much do you get for that?
Top. 352 kbps stereo. 18 CDs. 164 MB/CD.
Yeah, 164 megs per CD. Okay.
Scroll down. 176 kbps. Scroll down. 132.
But back to 132 now. So,
help.
Those are
help.
The different
okay.
formats. You've got real media, MP3, or your standard WAV, and then, of course, you can encode it however you want once you've got it as a WAV file.
Category. CD.
Let's go down.
Devices.
And we're in our devices section now.
Install devices. Button. Install devices. Top. Bottom. Easy CD Creator plugin by Roxio enabled. 1 of 1. List box.
We've got just one device, and this is something I haven't had much of an opportunity to explore, but if you want to take a look at this, then you can
configure.
Do so in the help section.
Disable device. But more info. Help. Category. Accessories. Category. Accessories.
Now, there are all sorts of accessories available, and presumably will be an increasing number of accessories available for the Real One software. I imagine there will be an increasing number. There are things such as three-dimensional audio plugins to give a supposedly better sound, and lots of video-type things. So you can find out about the accessories that are available for Real One on the Real.com site. On their front page, in fact, a link to accessories are there. You can see the top three or four, I think, accessories in each category, and then explore the different accessories that are available in the different categories and purchase them or download them as you desire. Let's just arrow down now and continue. Sometimes arrowing
media types
to the next section of preferences takes a while. And we're now on media types. This is, apart from the install, the most frustrating part of Real One, because I haven't found anyone who's got this working in the blindness lists that I've been on. It's obviously a very serious issue for those people who like to be particular about their audio. I mean, for people who just want to listen to audio over the internet, it's no big deal. They just install the thing and forget about it. For those who want, for example, to have Real One handle, let's say, their CDs and Real Media, but not their MP3, they might want Winamp to do that. Then it's a bit tough. You'll note that the dialogues have been perfectly accessible right up until this point. Now when we get to media types, I'm tabbing through, and there's absolutely no speech at all. Nothing. Until we get to Tell Me More, which is 5 tabs away.
Select all.
And then select all, but there's no select none.
Help. Button. Okay. Cancel. Category. Media types. Depth 1. Preview.
As I say, I think there is a way around that by checking the box that says don't perform background functions when Real Player isn't running, and then going in once you've done that and selecting your media types. It does appear to stick, so that may be a way around it for people.
Content. Category.
Now we're in
content. Depth 1.
The content
preview.
Category, and we'll just see what's there.
Settings. Dialogue.
There's some quite exciting features in here, actually.
Point graphic. Some clips you'll play frequently are stored temporarily in a special file for quick access later.
Yeah, that's the settings for the cache, which is fine.
Preferred language for content. English. 33 of 104.
So you can choose from 104 languages as your preferred content, because the Real Media file format is actually quite sophisticated, and you can have a number of bandwidths and clip options in one stream. It's really quite good.
Bottom. Play over dub track. Radio button. Checked. 2.
This is where, what happens if you get a file where there are multiple language options? If you get a movie that's in French, do you want to
top show subtitles?
Show subtitles, which is the default, or do you want to
bottom play overdub track?
Play the overdub track. Well, I'm not prepared to have a go at the subtitles, although it'd be quite interesting to see if you can get the screen reader to read the subtitles. But no, I'll go for the overdub track. Thanks. So. That's an option that I've set.
Use supplemental text captioning when available. Checkbox. Checked.
well, I'll probably uncheck this because the supplemental text captioning may not help me much, although it may, I suppose, depending on if I can get the screen reader to read it. So we'll leave that checked, and if it ever comes along, could be interesting.
Use descriptive audio when available. Checkbox. Check.
I think most of us listening to this program would want to turn that on. So if we get movies on the web that have an audio description track, you can turn this on and get the audio description. I believe it's unchecked by default.
Help. Book. Category.
And now we'll go down.
Hardware. Category. Hardware.
We're into the hardware section now.
Custom control. Lowest CPU usage.
That is a custom control of some kind, and to be honest, I haven't had cause to play with the degree of CPU usage, but you may want to do that if you're running a lot of tasks on your system.
Settings. Dialogue.
The next settings dialog button is for your sound card, and you may need that, so we'll go and have a look at
dialogue.
That.
Dialogue. Sound card compatibility. Close box. Graphic. Disable 16-bit sound use 8-bit only. Checkbox. Unchecked.
You would very rarely in this day and age want to have that checkbox checked.
Disable custom sampling rates. Checkbox. Unchecked.
But you may want to have that one checked if you ever go to a real media stream and you hear it playing sounding like it's a record on a fast or a slow speed. This sounds really odd. Then you will want to go in here and disable custom sampling rates. And in many cases, you'll find that fixes that problem.
Okay.
Let's get out of there.
Use optimized video display. Checkbox. Check.
Well, I guess so.
Help. Okay.
And now we'll go down.
Auto update.
And we have auto update there.
Automatically download and install important updates. Checkbox. Checked.
I have personally no problem with it doing that. Now that I've told it not to do things in the background, it will do the downloading when it's only when it's running. The one downside to that, I suppose, is that presumably it may take up a bit of bandwidth which you need for your streaming audio when it's running, but I would hope it's smart enough to take that into account, so I haven't had the player long enough to know.
Check for update now. Button.
You can check for an update now, although again, that's another feature of the product that's not terribly accessible.
Top. Real Video Fractal Codec Plugin 6.0.0.
And now I've got a list of the plugins that are installed, and I can arrow through them. It's a standard list box.
Top.
List view.
Real H.261 Video MIDI Plugin 1. Real Audio 2.0. Rehear Air Video Plugin 1.
Wow, I've got quite a few in there.
Tell me more. Button. Help. Button. Okay. Category. Auto update.
So if you want to see the different plugins that you have available, you can look in there.
Auto update.
And that is the end. So I'm going to press enter to accept all my changes. That'll activate the OK button. And there are the preferences. So there are a couple of critical changes that you may want to make there, which will allow the player to run a little bit more smoothly for you. Now, just to prove my theory about the media types, you recall we've gone in and we've checked the box that says don't do anything in the background. Now I'm
Windows
going
Explorer.
To go into
my, top.
My Windows Explorer. So I'm going to go to a folder.
Top. Scroll down
there we go.
War. Top.
And now I have a file here. Let's see. An MP3 file.
Scroll down arrow. Anx0322.mp3.
That will do. This is my raw audio for the Worldwide Internet Radio Network. And I'm going to press enter, and because we've just installed Reel 1, I would expect that Reel 1 will come up and play this file.
Reel 1 player ANC 030802. Volume. Radio Network with your
entertainment news. Now, this is the first important thing. What you will want to do is make sure that you turn the volume up. At least on my system, Reel 1 installs at a really low volume. So the volume up and down is the same as in previous versions. Hold down the control key and then press the up arrow key to go up and the down arrow key to turn the volume down.
For the recovering actor, a Riverside County, California
That's
judge
it.
Said Tuesday he was pleased with the actor's progress.
That's as high as it's going to go. And now I'm going to shut Reel Player down, or Reel 1 down, with Alt F4.
Exploring ZWAP.
And I'm back in Windows Explorer. Now I'm going to open Winamp, which I have assigned to a hotkey.
Winamp 2.78c.
Winamp has come up. I'm going to press Control P for the preferences.
Dialogue. Winamp preferences.
And I need to go up.
Setup.
To setup. I can just press the home key to get there.
File types.
And then down arrow once to get to file types.
and
close associated extensions button PLS 40 M3U.
Now I'm just going to tab
select all
to select all and press the space bar. I want Winamp to handle everything it can.
Button file type setup register types on Winamp start checkbox check.
You want to make sure that that is selected as well. And now we'll just press enter to get out of here. I think.
Winamp 2.7 AC normal.
Yep, we're out of there. Now,
scroll down.
Obviously, there. Having done that, we would expect Winamp to play the file. But what's important here is, will Real One claim the file type back when I go back into it? So I'm going to, first of all, assign a shortcut key to Real One and show you how to do that. We'll go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
And push P for programs. Go to R.
Real pull down.
For real.
Real One Player pull down.
There's Real One Player.
Real One Player help.
And we'll just go down.
Real One Player license agreement. Real One Player readme. Real One Player subscription. Real One Player.
And there's Real One Player itself. I'm going to press the application key, or you can also use Shift F10 to bring up the context menu for this icon. And now.
Hourglass. Context menu.
Press up arrow.
Properties.
For properties. And press enter.
Real One Player. Menu closed. Edit box.
And we'll just tab through this dialog.
Edit box. S equals starting. Hotkey field. K equals shortcut key. None.
Shortcut key is currently set to none because I've just installed it. I'm going to press R. When you press R on its own, that means it will assign it to Control Alt R and press tab.
Combo box. R equals run. Normal window.
And I want it maximized.
Minimized.
So I've done arrow to maximize and press enter.
Scroll down arrow.
Now, having done that, I can press Control Alt R to bring up Real One.
Static box.
And it's
dialogue.
Loading now.
And Real One Player Anx 03.
Real One does remember the last file that you were playing. So if I press Control P.
I'm Jonathan volume. Rosen on the World Wide Internet Radio.
It's
Network.
Playing it. If I press Control P again, it pauses it. So Control P is a toggle between play and pause.
Guys on the web at streamguys.com.
And then Control S for stop. So the shortcut keys are the ones that you'll be familiar with. So we've been in there, we've played the file. I'm going to shut Real Player down. And now we're back into Windows Explorer, where the file should still have focus.
Scroll down arrow. Anx0322.mp3.
Now I'm going to press enter and see if Winamp plays it.
Winamp 2.7 AC.
Exploring Z1.
So I have been able to get Winamp to claim its file types back by making sure that that checkbox was checked in Real Player, not to go around and handle stuff in the background. So that seems to have made a difference. My theory may be wrong about that, but whatever the outcome seems to be the one
Exploring.
That many of us want.
Desktop.
Right, so I've closed Windows Explorer down. I'm going to go back into Real One now.
Static box.
And we'll
Dialogue.
Have a quick look at some of these menus.
Real One Player Anx 03.
Yep, we're into Real One Player now. We showed you the file menu before. And what I'm going to do is we'll do something that many people will want to do at the beginning if they want to use the jukebox functionality.
Context.
So we'll go back to Alt here for the file menu.
Open. Scan disk for media.
Disk for media. We'll press enter.
Real One Player. Start search. Button. No selected.
And we're in a dialogue here.
Cancel. Start search. Button.
There's a start search button which has focus. We'll tab through this dialogue.
Look for media in. Top. All drives. 1. Of 7.
Look for media in, and we have a number of options here.
Desktop. A. Jonathan C. D. E. Bottom. F. 7.
Now, F is a network drive, but in fact, that is where my media is. It's on another PC, and I want it to look on there.
Read only. Edit box. Folder. F.
Alright, that's a read only edit box that confirms where it's going to look.
Browse. Dialogue. Button.
And I do, in fact, want to limit it a bit further, so
F,
we'll go in here.
Dialogue. Browse for folder. Help. Close box. Select a folder to begin searching from. F. Graphic. Network drive. See on.
So.
Okay. F. Network. AcroWeb. Closed.
That's fine. Then I want to push V for VDJ.
VDJ. Close.
That's fine. And I'll push.
Okay.
Okay.
Browse.
So now the read edit box should tell
read
me.
Read only. Edit box. Folder. FVDJ.
Exactly right. That's where I wanted to start scanning for media.
Browse. File types to search for. Top. All media files. 1 of 11.
Now, I actually only wanted to find MP3 files.
Real networks files. MP3 files. 3 of 11.
That's what we wanted to do. Tab.
Read only. Edit box. No subfolders will be included in this search. mp3files.mp3.pls.m3u.
Wow, that's interesting. All right, that's fine.
Cancel. Start search.
And it's...
Button. Cancel. Button.
Going to
dialogue.
Take some time.
Media scan. Close box. Real One Player is searching the selected drive S for media files. Cancel. Button.
I imagine we will have to pause this process because...
Start search. Button.
Oh.
Disabled. Stop import. Button. Dialogue. Graphic. Importing 4 of 5488 files.
All right, so that is just the MP3 files that we use for MBS. There are others that are on CD. And so there are 5,488 files that we have in the MBS FM system, and it's importing those. So we'll let it do that. We'll just see how fast it's going.
Right, default, importing 72 of 5488 files.
There we go.
If this process is taking too long, you can safely hit stop import and resume the process at a later time.
Yes, you can resume the process.
Default. Stop.
So it's now
graphic. Importing 102 of this.
It's now importing 102. It will take a bit longer, possibly because it's on a network. It's not a local drive. Anyway, as you can hear, with 5,000 files and it's only up to about 150, it is going to take a while, much longer than I want to put you through. So I'm going to pause the recording process and come back after the importing process is complete. Well, thanks to the marvels of modern technology, all of those files are now imported into the library. And you can push Control-Shift-L to get to the library. And I haven't found this particular part of Real One that accessible. There are some controls that are certainly standard looking, and there's a search control where you can type in things. So it may be a bit usable. It's not a feature of Real One that I have used much. I generally prefer a much simpler CD extraction program and use Winamp. So this is something I'm not a big expert in. But you can, what have we got here?
No selected item.
I'm just tabbing around the dialogue. Ah, there we go. We had a combo box there. Nope. If I use my mouse pointer.
Search for tools. 2. How. Level. Up a level. My library. Up a left. 128K. Repeat. 222. 1. Up. Left. 1. 2. 0. 0. Shadow. A. 4.
Okay, so there's a particular track. If I left click it.
Left. For tools. Top.
Okay.
Bottom. 1 of 1.
Now I think if I type here,
F.
Yes, I can type an artist I want to search for. I'm not quite sure how I got there, but I can type, for example, let's type Elvis here, and press Enter.
Stop button.
And that stop button I think is to stop the search from happening. And it's searching
search
the database.
Button.
There we go. And it's come back.
Search now.
Now I'm pushing
button.
Tab to see
search
if
now.
I can.
Button. Search now.
No, it seems to be
button.
Stuck on the search now
search
button.
Now. Search.
So I need to use my mouse pointer.
Pointer. Stop. Matching. Clip name. Graphic. 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 Elvis.
There we go. Now if I left click.
Left. No select.
Now I'm put in the list of files.
No select. No selected item.
No, maybe I'm not.
No select.
WenderWise isn't speaking that. I have a feeling Jaws does. I think Jaws will speak what it finds in
no
that list.
No selected item.
So such are the vagaries of that particular part of Real One. So that's the library feature. The idea being that you can search for material quickly, build playlists with it, and it does have a crossfading feature in the new Real One, which I haven't tried yet. But all of those things are there for you to explore. To the best of my knowledge, it's not terribly accessible, and that's something that probably needs to be addressed. Now I'm going to put in a compact disc to show you how this works. This is a music CD, and I'm just going to have to run out of the studio and put it in the CD player because we have no PCs in the studio to keep things quiet. So I'll do that. We'll put the disc in, and you'll hear what happens when a CD is inserted.
Yes. Button. Dialogue. Save CD tracks. Close box. The tracks on this CD have not been saved to my library. Would you like Real One Player to save these tracks now? Default. Yes. Button. No. Button.
In fact, there are some tracks that are from this disc in my library, but obviously when you start from scratch, it's going to keep notes such as what album it was from, etc. I'm going to choose no right now.
No. Button.
And press the spacebar.
Help falling in love. No selected item. List view. Hourglass. No selected item. List view.
And we'll just see what happens here.
App starting.
Okay, so we've got some activity going on. I think it's probably retrieving information about the CD from its database, which is an option that we configured in the preferences.
No selected item. Real One Player Sacred by the Hollywood Normal.
Okay, I don't hear that, but that's maybe because of a setting I have on my sound card. I'm not too worried about that, because things are pretty complicated in that regard. What we can do now that we know that that's playing is take a look at the clip info. And the really cool thing about this is that it will come up as a standard web page, which you can view in MSAA mode with Window Eyes, or the virtual cursor with JAWS, or the equivalent feature in HAL. So we'll push Control-I to get the clip info. You can also get there from the view menu. And
clip link file get
there we go. Now let's take a look. We'll go to the top. Here. And we've got some links.
Clip link.
Clip.
File visited link.
File.
Title Sacred by the Hollywood.
And there we go.
Artist Billy Joel. Album Turnstiles.
Turnstiles is the album. Good album too.
Genre rock.
That's the genre.
Copyright. Blank 436.
And it tells you how long the track is.
Year. CD track. 01. Comments. Bottom.
So that's the clip info feature. It's really quite a nice feature. And you can have a fool around with the playing of CDs. It looks like there's quite a bit of power there. And, of course, you can record your CD to your library, which I haven't had a chance to explore to find out just how accessible that is. Another feature that looks potentially exciting that I also haven't had a chance to explore yet is that you can record from your microphone or your line in directly into Real One. I presume that it supports whatever format is selected in the preference there, and you can use that to perhaps record analog sources such as vinyl if you want to add vinyl recordings into your library, or perhaps to record some speech for whatever reason through your microphone. One of the features that is really nice is the tuner function, the radio function that they have in association with VTuner, which is a product I think that Real Networks purchased some time ago. Now, to get to the radio page, you can use the view menu and go to radio, but there's also a shortcut key. WindowEyes users should be aware that this does conflict with WindowEyes' read-to-end key. So if you're a WindowEyes user and you're using the standard read-to-end function, then you are going to have to use your bypass key, which is insert B,
bypass.
And then press Control-Shift-R for radio.
App starting.
And WindowEyes gives us some feedback to indicate that, indeed, the application is starting.
Table 1
there
stars 2 rows 2 columns radio make radio my stars page link search radio for edit box 1 search btns go 66 of dot gif button table 1.1 star 2 rows.
We should see if ACB radio's in there, shouldn't we? So we've got a search box here.
Edit box.
And we can just press enter in the edit box.
MSM mode off. Search radio for edit box.
And just type ACB radio. Tab.
http://real.com 1 search btns go 66 of dot gif.
HTTP.real.com. And there's no alt text on the search
HTTP
button, but
Real One search
it's
results.
It's the one we want, so we press enter on
results.
It. And it looks like it's coming back with the search results. Once it achieves that, I don't know whether MSAA mode is going to come back on for us.
Real One Player Summer. Hot.
Doesn't seem like it is, so we need to define the MSAA mode as well.
WindowEyes active WinEyes point.
At the moment, I've just got WinEyes.000 loaded here. So what I probably need to do is go into the hotkeys.
Menu closed. Dialogue.
And let's Alt-O within the WindowEyes control panel and type MS.
MSAA application mode colon undefined.
And push Alt-C for capture key.
Press a key for MSAA application mode.
Control-Shift-A, which is the normal one.
List box.
And then enter.
Window.
I will save the set file.
Save quill dump. Menu closed.
Alt-F for file, S for save, and S for settings, and it's asking me...
Replay point 000.
Yes, I want to call it that.
Button. N equals no. Dialogue. Save as. Close box disabled. Graphic. See WinAs user's default replay point 000. This file already exists. Do you want to replace it?
Yes, I do.
Button.
And yes, I want to confirm the association. Now, I should be able to turn MSAA mode on.
MSA mode off.
There we go, it was off. Okay.
Of two results.
Oh, here we go.
Search results. Search. More options. Act radio edit box. In. Radio combo box. One search BTN. One of two results. Table one. ACB radio cafe link.
Here we go.
Washington, D.C., United States. The ACB radio cafe is the place to hear blind musicians. ACB radio mainstream link. Washington, D.C., United States. ACB radio is radio made by the blind for the blind. Visit website. Visit link.
Look at that.
Table 1.
So now,
visit ACB Radio Mainstream Link.
If we press enter on that,
app starting.
We should get ACB Radio Mainstream playing very shortly.
Real One Player Summer, Highland Falls,
yeah,
Hourglass.
That should disappear
ACB
shortly.
Radio Mainstream. Visited. Link. Winamp 2.7 AC.
Well, that's interesting. Now, because we've got that association fixed, it's actually bringing up Winamp even from within Real Player to play ACB Radio Mainstream. Obviously, it's picking up on the PLS link.
One buffer 64.
And Winamp is about to come in with ACB Radio Mainstream any second now. Any second now.
Through MSAA, the start menu option. Well, they developed that completely different.
That's Doug Joffrey, in fact, from GW Micro. So, that's the tuner. Now, we can also look at things
Real One Player Summer
by category. Now, the tuner's disappeared on me, which it often will do when it plays a stream, because the way we've got it set up now, whenever you launch a stream, it's not going to keep the web content up there. So in my case, because of the way I've got it configured, I just do my bypass key and Control Shift R once again to bring the radio tuner back. And
Real One Radio
shouldn't take too long. Yeah, it's Real One Radio. Now we can also have a look at some other features. So there's the search.
Real One Radio link. KEXP regularly programs an innovative, eclectic mix of alternative rock, hip hop, electronic, roots, blues, world reggae, jazz, and more. Link.
So this is really nice. It's just a regular web page right within Real One, specifically for Real One users. I think it's part of the Superpass. So I'm just tabbing through. They tend to highlight some stations on the frontier.
KEXP link. Classic King FM broadcast classical music from Seattle, Washington. Link King link. A format-defying blend of adult rock, blues, progressive, KP, Seattle's news and information station. Link.
Right.
Call link. Alternative rock link.
Now, here are the genres.
Blues link. Classical link. Country link. Dance and techno link. Folk link. Indie link. Jazz link. Latin link.
I'm just tapping through.
New Age link. News radio link. Oldies link. Pop link. Public radio link. R&B and soul link. Rap and hip hop link. Rock link. Spiritual link. Sports link. Talk radio link. World link. 3WK underground radio link. NPR link.
So it's all there, and there's some more feature stuff. So I'm going to go back and choose.
Sports, spirit, rock link. Rap and hip hop.
Let's try
link.
Rap and hip hop here. So I'll push enter on that. And it's just loading it like it would a regular web page, because really that's what it is. Now, here's another important difference between the two major screen readers in terms of how they handle this product. I found that sometimes when you choose a link from within the Real One player in WindowEyes, from the browser that's within Real One, that the MSAA buffer in WindowEyes is not automatically updating itself. So sometimes, and this is the case here, I'm going to have to turn MSA mode off and back on quickly, and then we should be in business again.
Top rate, search rate, edit spot 115 of 15 results. Table 1, 3 word 12 hip hop link. Netherlands.
There we go, there's the material. So you might have to do a bit of fooling around with MSAA mode on and off. In my experience, JAWS does a little better here. I think that when the virtual cursor is on, in most cases, it appears to load what you've chosen without having to fool around with MSAA mode. So, again, it's going to require a little bit of work, but I believe in this area, you may get slightly easier results with JAWS.
Lake Radio Mahogany Sunshine Link, New York, NY, Boombox Radio Mainstream Hip Hop Link, Mesa, AZ, United States.
So let's try that Boombox Radio one there. We'll push enter.
App starting.
And it says app starting. If I check my title bar.
Real One Player HTTP
yes, it looks like it's going there.
Real One Player HTTP
Welcome. If you're new to Boombox Radio and want to know more, click on the FAQ. Otherwise, enjoy the music.
Right. Now, I think what you'll find's happening here...
New York, Boombox.
Again, I don't think... Oh, my goodness. Whoa, that's loud, Dodgers. Now, if I turn MSAA mode off...
MSA mode off.
And back on again.
MSA mode on. Mesa, AZ, in New York, Lake Radio, Mahaka, Netherlands. Greenwood, West, Table 1 of 15 results.
Okay, that hasn't happened in this case, but what you often get now with some of this newer real media stuff is that you will find it displaying specific content in the real media browser. So, sometimes you can go to a real stream. I think Major League Baseball is an example of this, and the real one player will come up on an MLB game, and you'll see content that's being pushed by the MLB people into the Real One browser. So that's the tuner in brief. You can use your local radio feature to set that up and specify, you can tell it what city you're interested in or what country or whatever, and then you can find all results that match your particular country or state. I think they go by state and perhaps even city in the US, where they have a lot of stations. But once you've got to a point where there are stations available, then there will be a checkbox for each station, and you check the one that you want to appear on your local radio screen, which comes up whenever you just choose the real radio option, and they're all there, your local stations. That's ideal if you're in a situation where you live out of town from a place you call home, and you want to keep up with your local radio stations, or perhaps you're in an office where reception isn't good. You can just assign them to the main Real Radio page. So that's a feature that's, I think, really nice. Another feature that has a lot of potential and that is a little tricky with speech is the channels option. You can get to them from the View menu, but you can also get to them by pushing Control, Shift, and H. If you're on a web page when you try to do that, that's going to toggle through Windowizer's table reading modes. So you're going to have to push the bypass key and then Control Shift H in Windowize.
Custom control.
Now, that's always a good sign that something's happening. And we'll just see what's happening on the screen.
Real One Player Untitled Clip Tuner. Top. Bottom.
Looks like it's coming. Guess the real servers are a bit busy today.
Top button.
I'll turn MSA mode off.
MSA mode off.
And on again.
MSA mode on. Content offers.
That seems to have done it.
Top. Channels.
Alright, so you're going to have to do a bit of fooling with that.
About channels.
Now, the channels area is somewhere where JAWS definitely works better at this stage than WindowEyes.
Top brands and programming bring you the latest in news, sports, music, and entertainment.
I've been very impressed with what's available on these channels.
Including CNN Quickcast and Uncut. All Fox Sports Video, including You Gotta See This. E! News Daily and exclusive Wild On segments. World News Tonight with Peter Jennings. Anyone can preview the channels, but only Real One members get to enjoy all the exclusive content offers. To sign up for Real One, click here. Link.
Now here's where I'm not so impressed.
Table 1 starts.
You've got a table here, and here's what the links are called.
Go 1-1 link. Go 1-1 link. Go 1-2 link. Go 1-2 link. Go 1-3 link. Go 1-3 link.
Helpful, eh?
Go 1-4 link. Go 1-4 link.
No alt text.
Go 1-5 link.
But I tell you what's interesting about this. I am actually for this going to unload WindowEyes.
WindowEyes. WindowEyes.
And bring JAWS up.
Dialogue.
So we're on the page that we were in before, except that we're just running JAWS now and not WindowEyes. And for some reason, JAWS is seeing something that WindowEyes isn't seeing in the virtual cursor. And that is that although you still see those links there that have exactly the same nondescript text, at the top of the page, JAWS has a list of channels in the correct order. And so while it's messy, what you can do with JAWS is you can arrow through the channels, remember that, say, the one you want was the 13th in the list, and then tab through 13 of those indecipherable links. I'll give you an example. We'll go to the top.
Real One Channel.
And let's arrow down.
Blank, graphic, blank, Fox Sports.
Now, this is the list.
Blank, CNN, blank, Real One Music, blank, E, online, blank, ABCNews.com, blank, MLB, blank, NBA, blank, NASCAR, blank, The Weather Channel, Flat CNET. Flat on 24. Flat All Food. Flat Wall Street Journal. Flat The Animal Channel. Flat Real Arcade. Flat Mass Video. Flat Old Time Radio. Flat About Channels.
And that, so there are 17 there. So what I've found works most reliably, having identified that it's the 10th one, is bring up the links list in JAWS, which is insert F7.
JAWS. Links list.
And go to the top of the list. And then...
Icon 1-1.
Just go down 10.
Icon
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with your arrow keys and press enter.
Icon 2-5 link.
And this should take us to CNET because it was the 10th in the list.
Icon 2-5 link. No links. Get started.
CNET. Fuel for the tech-savvy mind.
CNET premium content for real one members only. This page link brought from /07,057,000.
And now we're in CNET's channel. All within Real Player.
Blank. CNET premium content for blank. This page link. Tech Week in Review. Correspondent Melissa Francis has all the tech news that's fit to stream.
So the channels are there. The old time radio is material from Radio Spirits, which is now all owned by Media Bay, and you can get Stan Freeberg's When Radio Was, as well as some premium content that they make available, a couple of shows each day, I believe, that are there. And that's all very accessible. CNN has a feature called Quick Cast, which will give you a quick news summary, and they also have some full-length video, some of which you don't actually get to see on CNN itself. So they also have some similar products at the ABC channel. If you missed your news night with Peter Jennings, you can watch it all there, as well as various segments from Nightline and other ABC shows. Now, the favourites are still available in Real One. You can get to them by going to the View menu and then choosing Favourites from there. And to add a favourite, you can press Ctrl-G. Because you can now look at web pages in Real Player, and in fact, you can look at any web page you like. If you do Ctrl-O to open a file, you'll notice that it will now say type in the name of a web page, stream, or file, and Real One will open it for you. So you can put the http://, in and open, for example, ACB Radio's website in the Real Media web browser. So it can all be done from within here. So because of that, because Real One will now allow you to look at web pages, it's possible to add streams as well as web pages to the Real favorites, and they do work. So when you press your Control G to add something to your favorites, generally it's intelligent enough to know what it is that you want to add to the favorites. You can press up and down arrow to choose the radio button, which is a standard radio button, you'll be pleased to hear, to choose between adding the stream or the web page. And if it's unclear what radio button you have selected, because I don't think they, although they're standard buttons, I don't think they have standard labels, then you can just tab to the edit field to see what's filled in there, and that will make it pretty clear generally whether it's the stream or the web page that you are adding. So there's a lot of flexibility there. You can also do that, I believe, with channels, because channels are just web pages. So if you have figured out a channel that you like and you don't want to fool around with the mess of trying to work out which channel is which because of the graphical links, then you should be able to add them to your favorites. Although I would have thought that fixing the alt text on those links is a fairly minor fix, but of course there may be issues that I, as a mere mortal, are not aware of at Real Networks, but that would seem to me a small one, and it's just a question of good web design, really. So the favorites are there. They also seem to be very accessible in terms of editing them. They exist in a standard directory, much like Internet Explorer favorites. So you can work with them by choosing the Organize feature from the Favorites menu. But if you'd rather, you can use Windows Explorer to organize them into submenus, etc. Real One also has a graphics equalizer. We can get there by going to the Tools menu.
Menu active. Tools. Album info submenu.
A. We've got the album info there.
Choose visualization submenu.
That's something we're unlikely to want to use.
Choose skin submenu. Equalizer.
And there's the equalizer. So I'll press enter on that.
Leaving menus.
And the equalizer is now up on the screen. I found that in WindowWise, sometimes it's necessary to route the mouse pointer to the PC and have a hunt for a list of presets, because in this equalizer, we don't seem to be able to control each individual band. So the only option we have is the presets. In JAWS, I just press the tab key.
Combo box.
And as I arrow through the list of presets, you'll hear them.
Classical.
If we were playing a stream or a file, you'd actually hear them pretty much instantly taking effect as you arrow through the presets. So it's easy to pick the one you want. Just go to the top with the home key. And
classical. Dance.
There we go. We're working our way through.
Funk. Hip hop. Instrumental. Loudness. Metal.
So there's the usual sort of classical presets there. And once you've chosen the one you want, just press Alt F4. And it should get rid of the equalizer and save the setting that you've made. So that's the equalizer. Another feature which is useful but potentially a bit fiddly is the message center. If you have an account with Real One and you are a SuperPass user, you can customize the message center to give you all sorts of information, including information about new updates to Real One, and also news, bulletins, and all sorts of interesting things, promotional offers available to SuperPass members. Now, on my laptop, which runs Windows XP, I think I've been able to make this work with both readers, simply by left-clicking in the Message Center window. It is a separate application that pops up, so you have to Alt-Tab to the Message Center, and then find some text in there and left-click. And that seems to give it focus, and you can certainly use it with a virtual cursor in JAWS, and I think with the MSAA mode in WindowWise. And there's some good stuff in that Message Center. And if you use the Help feature, then you can also customize it. But I haven't been able to make it work on my 98 machine that I'm using for my review. That may be because I'm only running 256 colors on this machine. Who knows what the variable is? I mentioned the help menu. We'll go there because there are a couple of things you can do.
Menu active. Real One player ANC 032.
Now, I'm just doing an Alt H for the help menu.
Help contents.
The help contents. It's a perfectly accessible help system, as I said before.
Menus.
I just want to show you one important thing. We'll bring up the help now.
Real One player help. Contents page. Preview. Welcome to Real One player book closed.
1 of 12.
Now.
Welcome to Real One player book closed.
All you have to do is press the end key now that you're in this preview. Just press end and you'll hear this.
Topic keyboard shortcuts.
There we go. Keyboard shortcuts. If you press enter on that, that will
topic keyboard shortcuts.
Bring up keyboard shortcuts. This is standard help, F6. And
one
you'll be in your
keyboard.
MSAA mode or virtual viewer or whatever. And
keyboard shortcuts.
There they all are. You can then use Control A to select all this, copy it to the clipboard, put it in a file using Notepad or whatever, save it as a text file, and you can have the keyboard shortcuts there for easy reference. I'll get out of there now.
Real One.
And now we'll go back into the help menu.
Manage my help contents. Manage my account.
Why?
Manage my account. And from there, you will be asked to sign on, assuming you have an account. And you can change, for example, your subscription. If you want to cancel it, you can do it from there. You can also customize the message center so that you can display news or sports information, or turn off the promotional announcements and update notification type things which are there by default. All of those things are customizable for the message center, and it is a good feature if you can make it go.
Sign out of Real One. Getting started guide.
The getting started guide is actually quite a nice feature.
Tutorial.
And tutorial.
Service and support. Submit technical support request. Product survey ... about Real One services.
And there we are. Let's go up to the tutorial.
Service and tutorial.
And we'll show you how this works. We'll push enter.
Media browser.
This is an example of the rich multimedia nature of Real One.
23 links. Real One getting started. Graphic Real One Central. Search for Go 6 link home link Real One player tutorial. Link Real One Super Pass link Turbo Play link finding Real One music link managing Real One music link find and play radio stations link play CDS link add tracks link burn CDS link use portable device link media browser link Real One player for real jukebox owners link manage tracks link search Real One player tutorial link print this page link print link open in a new window link show in a new window sit back relax and learn all about Real One player with our streaming tutorial will walk you through the major areas of the product and services to help you quickly get started using RealWinPlayer. Link start tutorial.
So we'll choose the link.
Link. You quickly get started. Link.
For start tutorial.
Start tutorial link.
And you'll see that there's a new web page that comes up right here within RealOne. And also, I think at this point we might even get some bells and whistles to go with it.
RealOne Player tutorial.
RealOne Player is a revolutionary new product that combines a media player, jukebox, web browser, and premium programming. RealOne Player makes it fun and easy to find, play, and organize your audio and video, whether you're at home, at work, or on the go. This tutorial will give you an overview of some of the cool things you can do with RealOne Player. For more in-depth help, check out the Getting Started guide.
So that's the tutorial, which is quite chatty and informative in some ways. That is a brief overview of RealOne. As you heard, there's material that we haven't covered, such as the ability to burn CDs as well as extract music from CDs into your library. There's no doubt it's a comprehensive product. There's also no doubt that there are some serious issues and that it's unquestionably a step backwards in many areas from version 8 with regard to accessibility. It's also a step forward in others. Apart from the lack of alt text on the main channels page, the channels work within RealPlayer quite well. Particularly with JAWS, I think that some of the web content appears to be working better with JAWS than WindowEyes. By contrast, it seems easier to install the software with WindowEyes than with JAWS. Some of the key problems that need to be addressed as a matter of urgency are obviously the install process, because if you can't even get past first base, see, now that I've got a super pass, I've been listening to too much MLB, then we really do have a serious difficulty. Also, the question of media type selection. It's fiddly at present, and it's ironic to me, extremely odd in fact, that given that the rest of the preferences dialog is so perfectly accessible, that the media types dialog, which is so essential for those of us with multiple media players who are particular about what player plays which particular media, is completely inaccessible. The update dialog is also not accessible. You can check for updates and probably be made aware that an update is available, and it's very difficult or even impossible with some screen readers to actually determine what's there and what's selected. There are a number of other features. The library clearly needs a little bit of work. The graphics equalizer, you can get to the presets with a bit of mousing around, but you can't create your own specific sound by manipulating the individual bands of the equalizer. In short, what they've done is departed substantially from regular controls in many dialogues and situations. They have used the Internet Explorer engine, which gives us some good Internet Explorer functionality. I think Real Networks does need to be more disciplined about making sure that their developers put alt tags on every single thing on their website. So that's just a broad overview of RealOne. It's very exciting in terms of what the product can do and all of the premium content you can get. It's very frustrating in some key areas of accessibility. If you feel comfortable with mousing around, with trying your own techniques, then you may want to go to www.real.com and pick it up, and you will be rewarded if you're the kind of person who doesn't mind fiddling around, because there's a lot of good stuff in there. If not, then let's see what Real Networks are going to do about it, and we'll see that right now.